Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Truth Is Out There radio show. I'd like to introduce my co-host, Scarlett. How you doing, Scarlett?
I'm doing good. It's warmed up down here.
Yeah, well, it's going to get cold again this weekend. Anyway, we're going to change pace from what we had the other day. We're going to go back to something really great. We got a country superstar on tonight. He is the one who did The Thin Blue Line, honoring our police officers, law enforcement agencies, to award-winning international country singer, Matt Weston. How you doing, Matt?
Hey, doing really well, man. Thanks for having me.
Anytime. It's great. I heard your song and your hits and really great. What made you decide to honor our law enforcement with that song?
Yeah, well, thank you, first of all. Well, that song really has a big part of my heart in that song. You know, I have a lot of friends in law enforcement and some of the best people that I've ever known. And, you know, just through the years and knowing them and talking with them and seeing, you know, the pride in what they've done and the pain in their eyes for everything they've gone through and all the sacrifices that they made and that they would make again, you know, for all of us, just for everything that they do. I just wanted to thank them because, you know, I wrote this song a few years ago before things got really, really bad with relations between, you know, citizens and police officers. And I guess I kind of just felt the tide rising on that. And I felt like I needed to do something, get a positive message out there and do anything I could, you know, play my small part to support our brave men and women in law enforcement. And so really, I based this song on my about 15-year relationship with, he's a retired police lieutenant right now, just the stories that he told me and just everything that I've seen on the television just broke my heart, and I had to do something. So God just put it on my heart, I think. And here we are. You know, it was such a timely release for this song. It really had to have been meant to be. It really had to have been. So, and it's reaching the people that it was intended to reach, which is just so heartwarming and encouraging for me, because I was literally just invited to San Antonio, Texas this July to perform that song, Thin Blue Line, for the Texas Crime Prevention Association, their opening ceremony, in front of congressmen and mayors and police sheriffs and officers and chiefs from all over Texas. So this is a huge, huge honor for me. And really,
you know,
all the honor belongs to them. All the honor belongs to them.
I understand. I appreciate that. And somebody that was in law enforcement years ago, I really appreciate that.
Oh, thank you for your service.
What is, Thank you. What's going on now with New York and also in Texas and other areas of the country where the cops are getting ambushed? And then you got these left-wingers that celebrate the thugs and not honoring the police officers, or they'll honor the families of the police officers, but at the same time ask for sympathy of the person that killed the cops' family. That's the type of situation we're in. So your song and your ability to write from the heart and the experience is very important these days, and it's an honor for us to have you because of that.
Well, thank you
now,
so much. Thank you.
Now, you from Pittsburgh, and that's an area that normally don't see country.
Well, you'd be surprised. You'd be really surprised. You know, this is a blue-collar town. A long history of just being a hard-working steel mill town. But it really is a melting pot here. There's people, because there's a lot of colleges and universities in the Pittsburgh area. So there's people here from all over the place, and really a diverse culture here. But country music is probably, I'd say it's the most popular music in, at least in my experience in Pittsburgh, because when Kenny Chesney comes to town, we burn the city down. It's insane. The parking lots are filled, and people are just partying, and it's always sold out. Country music is, I don't think it really matters where you're from. It's really more of a lifestyle, a frame of mind. And I think a lot of people's personal preference, they can just relate to country music better than a lot of other genres, just because it's traditionally, it's more storytelling and it's more just real life type stuff. Maybe not so much the modern pop country, but country music is here to stay. And Pittsburgh is definitely a huge, huge country town. Whether you're surprised about it or not surprised, but it's a good time. It's a good time to be doing country because I think it's starting. People are starting to see that the radio country and the pop country just isn't what country stood for so long. And I'm really getting in again on the ground floor of rebuilding what country music is. And Pittsburgh loves country.
And that's great. And you did a song called You Leave Me No Choice. What got into that? How did you come out with that song?
That song was on my first album. I've only released one album, actually. So, yeah, it's on my album. It was the second single, I think, off of my album. And You Leave Me No Choice. Yeah, that's just a nice, it's a sexy song. A lot of the women have given me feedback and say, man, that's just a sexy song, how you sing it and the whole message of it. It's a good rock and country tune too, with like a little sexy itch. That one, I think was probably until Hey Bro came out, one of my, previous singles. That was probably my most successful single released off of my, debut album Legacy. I tried in that album to have like a nice variety of songs to kind of encompass who I am and my likes for different types of music and songs, and that was just one of the more sexier songs. And there's a nice mixture of slower or more mid-tempo, up-tempo rock and more rock and country songs on that album, and that one was kind of a nice in-between mid-tempo that really hit straight up home plate. It's been good to me. It's a good song.
Hi, good evening. I'm Scarlett Butler, the co-host, and I was wondering, what made you take the road into country music? How did that all get started?
believe it or not, I wasn't really planning on pursuing music as a career. Previously I'd been an engineer. I have 2 degrees in engineering, but it just wasn't working out for me. I was miserable living in a cubicle. And when I lost my job, I decided, I'm not going to go back. I'm going to try something that I love. And I actually started to pursue acting. And music had always been there. You know, I played instruments growing up in the high school or middle school band and orchestra. But singing really didn't come to me until college. And I taught myself singing like Frank Sinatra a lot. And but also guys like Garth Brooks, Toby Keith, Johnny Cash. But I started pursuing acting and just keeping music on the side. You know, I was DJing and doing karaoke and stuff like that. But then when my father passed away a few years ago, I moved back to Pittsburgh from Los Angeles, just to be with my family and just to get through that, you know, the loss of my dad, which almost killed me. But I didn't know what I was going to do. I didn't know. And then one day it just hit me, you know what, why don't I record an album? You know, my father had loved my singing. He was always there when I was DJing. And what better way to honor him and to kind of get a distraction for myself to not focus on the pain and depression. So the music ended up becoming like a healing, part of my healing process, and dedicated it to my father. And he always loved country. I was kind of raised on, well, a lot of different genres, but country music was always more of his favorite. And my voice kind of, you know, fit that genre pretty well. And the music kind of just fit how I was raised and the kind of person I am. So it just really just came naturally to me that I would sing country music. I never really thought about singing any other style of music. It just came naturally. And I think it was the right choice. I think it was the right choice.
Did you ever end up doing the Johnny Cash part?
Have I been in the Johnny Cash?
You were supposed to do a film production.
Oh, the film.
You were going to be starring Johnny Cash.
Yeah, you know what? It's been on pause since COVID started. We were supposed to shoot the film a couple of years ago. We ended up recording the soundtrack. I have two songs on the soundtrack, and we did a live performance here in Pittsburgh. I guess that was 2 years ago now. Jeez, everything, it's like so much lost time from this pandemic. But we're hoping that, you know, all the budget is in place, I believe, and the last thing I heard from the producers is they're getting the ball rolling again. So hopefully we'll be shooting that film later this year. Now, Johnny Cash is a small part of the film. It's not a Johnny Cash movie, but my role is just so iconic that, you know, I couldn't be more honored to be a part of it. And then hopefully they were planning on having it go to Broadway and start in Toronto and make its way down to New York. So this,
nice,
you know,
sure.
If things start opening up, you know, if we can get back to some semblance of normalcy, maybe we can get this project done and, I can get my career off the ground here, you know, this,
really focus into politics, but you know, if you got rid of Brandon, things would probably be so much better.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you there. But it's not just it's a lot. It's on both sides. And we need public servants. We don't need lifelong politicians, career politicians. That's,
no, we don't.
We've gotten so far away.
We don't
need mandates. We've gotten so far away.
You know, people get told, we get over on chicken soup and a tea. I mean, seriously. You know?
Yeah.
Yep.
But I want to tell you, you also did a song called "Don't Feel the Rain." It's that same, it's part of the same album, correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, that
and
song was written. That song was written by a good friend of mine. He's such a great writer and just a heartfelt writer. And when I heard his demo, I just had to record this song. You know, I was just coming off of losing my father, and I really wanted this album to be a tribute to him. And that song was just about unconditional love, and it reminded me of my dad, you know, who just literally would do anything. He'd give his life for his family. And that song, and me being a spiritual man, at the end, there's a verse that talks about when Jesus dies. And I just, you know, I had to include this in the song because my father was a man of faith as well. And it was just so touching to me. And so I had to include that song. It wasn't really a radio type song. It wasn't a song that I thought would, you know, make me, you know, more popular or famous or whatever like that. I wasn't doing it for that. It was because this song just really touched my heart.
So I've got good news for you. I'm going to play it for you, that song, okay?
Oh, sure, yeah.
All right, hold on.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Standing in the rain, but she don't care. Cause her heart's in another place. She's watching as her son gets on that bus. She won't leave till she knows he's safe. Unless you live to feel it, words just won't explain. Unselfish love, she don't feel the rain. He's standing on the corner and it's pouring. This time he'll have for all to see. Job, 'cause the one I lost wasn't much but fed my family. Unless you live to feel it, words just won't explain. Unselfish love, he don't feel.
A lot of meaning to it, and I think I kind of know for another reason why that is had a lot of meaning to it, because basically Scott and I and others are in a fight to save one particular life and maybe others, and she will, if she doesn't get the help she needs, she will end up dying by on the hands of people that surround her and the addiction she's involved in. So, in a way, that song works for us, too. And I appreciate the song for that you wrote.
Oh, thank you so much.
Now, are you doing... Yeah, that's it. Are you doing tours coming down outside Pittsburgh, or are you staying there until after COVID?
Right now, my Pittsburgh band is kind of defunct. Still trying to put that back together. But I'm working with a band now for the last few months down in Tennessee called Tennessee Outlaw Country. And we're going to be doing a little, I guess you could call it a little tour. We're going to be working with, it's called Life Worth Living Foundation. It's about veteran suicide awareness and prevention. And there's a benefit in March. We're going to be in Utah. And then in March also, we're going to be in the Nashville area. And then dates after that, I'm not sure exactly where. That's just for that benefit foundation. But then we're going to be touring also doing probably, I'm not sure exactly where yet, but the band itself, Tennessee Outlaw Country, is going to be playing in the Nashville area and the surrounding states later this year. So we'll be playing some of my songs and some of their songs, you know, some mixture of things, and plus some cover music too, you know, just for crowd pleasers. So, yeah, I'm going to be
maybe you come down to South Florida.
You know what? I love South Florida. I got family down there in Fort Lauderdale, Miami, Orlando. So, yeah, I hope to get down there. Absolutely. It's beautiful.
Oh, it's a great state, except it's gotten cool right now. But, but we call it the free state because we don't have all those mandates and stuff like that. You can pretty much do almost everything you want and not worry about the government coming after you. Which is a good thing.
Yeah, I hear you. I live in Pittsburgh, so it's like a different world up here compared to Florida.
Not quite as bad as some places.
Oh yes, the winters are fast. I went to school in Pittsburgh. I went to the art school, and I stayed on Duquesne University. So yes, I know what the winters are like.
Yeah, they are, and we're dead in the middle of it right now, and it's about 2 degrees later tonight. So I'm just dreaming of Florida now.
Try sliding down the hill and sitting on your portfolio, okay?
Yeah.
And going downtown because school. I stayed up in Duquesne University, which was along the Monongahela River, and I had to go down to school, which was downtown Pittsburgh, right across the street from Horns and restaurant. Winter's cold.
Yeah, they're rough. They're rough. I remember walking on my campus. I went to Carnegie Mellon University, which is in the Oakland area. And I remember the temperature one time walking to class. I almost didn't make it. There was a wind chill of negative 20. And I was like, man, I don't know if this degree is worth it. I should just stay in.
I think staying on a dorm and campus and stuff is actually fun because you meet a lot of interesting people. Originally from Brooklyn. I live in New York, and I went to Pittsburgh because you need to get away, you know, and do your thing. So I was the only New Yorker, so every time I spoke, they'd say, "You're from New York." Is it really what they say it is? So the tour in Nashville sounds interesting. Are you guys going to be playing the Grand Opry?
Oh man, I tell you what, that would be awesome. I'm working on that. My career is really just, I'd say it's still in the beginning stages. You know, my album came out in 2018, and it's just turned 2022, so I'm still pretty young in this. That's one of my goals. I did hear, I think, that the Josie Music Awards are going to be at the Opry this year, and there's maybe an opportunity for me to perform, but I'm not sure. But, it's definitely on my bucket list.
Have you been nominated for Josie?
I believe so. Yeah, there was a couple of awards.
Congratulations, very nice.
Yeah, thank you. I know I was last year. I can't remember. It was either last year or this year. I got a few different emails from different awards things, and I'm getting them mixed up in my head. But yeah, I was nominated.
And congratulations on that.
And hooking up with a new band and the charity for the vets. You know, real importance are best.
Yeah.
So
that actually is a very important. That's very, very important. So, it's like I believe 22 suicides every day or something from the veterans.
Yeah, it's terrible. It's absolutely terrible. There's so much sadness and darkness in this world, you know. And if I have a little bit of a platform, I want to do something good with it. So that's why I think that's why I love country music, and that's why I try to do things for causes like, you know, veterans or police or, you know, whatever it may be.
And that's important. And when you do your charity stuff, let us know, and we'll mark and promote it.
Oh,
so
wonderful.
This way, because we do that for all the people coming from Mike, from Michael, MTS, and we work with closely with him together for over 10 years, almost 12 years. So anything that was charity work and stuff like that, we definitely send it our way, and we will mark and promote it so we can get that. We did that with a bunch of other people.
Yeah, that would be wonderful. I really appreciate that. I should probably just let him, I mean, he does know about it, but I should just let him know, you know, tell all the people that he has connections with, you know, what's going on with me, and maybe they'll say something and promote it. So that would be great.
Yeah.
I appreciate
it. That's exactly how we do it. That's how we network. You know,
yeah.
So we do that.
Do you have a website that anybody can go and listen to and see your tunes and see who you are and read about you?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's pretty simple. It's just mattweston.com. And all the links to my social media is on there and where you can find my music. But I'm basically
on everything.
Could you sell that
for my audience, please?
Sure, yeah. It's mattweston.com. Check it out. There's pictures. There's a bio. Links to all my music. You can get my music on iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, and YouTube. And also all my social media links are there as well for my Facebook and Instagram and Twitter accounts right there at mattweston.com.
Could you spell Matt Weston, please?
Sure. It's mattweston.com.
Okay. Before we let you go, we have another song of yours that I want to play called "You Leave Me No Choice." Okay? Hold on.
Okay.
You
was You Leave Me No Choice, Matt Weston, not a big hit. I want to thank you for coming on the show. We really appreciate it, and I would like to have you back again, okay?
That sounds good to me. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it, and you guys
Thank you so much. Let us know on the dates and stuff on you, especially if anything would do with charity or country down here on Nashville or anything, so we could coordinate and get you the advertisers so we could do it for you, promote it.
Oh, wow. I really appreciate that. Thank you so much. It means a lot.
And good luck and stay warm.
Yeah.
Come down to Florida. We'll hook you up to go play different clubs down here. Got a lot of places like Luby's, Fishtails, and the Riverside Hotel. And people would love you. Yeah. You're amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming on. Great voice, music.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
God bless you. Good luck and keep working. And what was the event in Texas in the summer to help the law enforcement?
The Texas Crime Prevention Association, their annual conference.
And when is that date?
I believe July 10th through the 15th, performing, I think, on the 11th.
Okay, we'll probably get you on before that to promote that because that's extremely important.
Yeah, thank you so much. And
I'm getting recognized,
it's great. Thank you.
This show goes worldwide, so all over the world, so you get recognized real quick.
Your name is just written on the calendar.
Just put it this way. On Sunday, we got Nick Searcy coming on. So you're right up there.
Wow.
So that's a good thing.
We'll give heads up to Michael, and we'll set it up. Maybe you'll come on July 10th, which is a Sunday, right? And the day before you go and play.
Yeah,
how's that?
I'm not sure. I may possibly. Yeah, I may be traveling that day. I'm not sure. We'll figure it out. Yeah. Okay.
We want to make sure we have it down to check, double check with him.
Sounds good. All right.
Okay.
I look forward to it.
Thank you. Have a great, safe evening.
Have a great evening.
Enjoy.
You too. You too. Thanks again.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Okay. That was Matt Weston. And that was great. And we do have another song, which I didn't play because I had to do it a different way on that. And I'm going to try and see if we can get this here set up. But anyway, we have a lot of different things coming on. I kind of mentioned it just a minute ago. On Sunday, we got a very special guest. This guy here was on the Huckabee Show, Mike Huckabee, this past Sunday. And I got him on our show on this coming Sunday, Nick Searcy. Nick Searcy is a guy that from Justify, and he's done a number of other programs and stuff. And he actually has a movie that's out that just came out Thanksgiving time, and it's really controversial. And And it has to do with Capital Punishment. It's the name of the movie, Capital Punishment, the movie. And what it does is talks about J6, January 6th, and from the perspective of the people that are actually there, not the politicians or the radical left and things of that nature, hate American crowd. And he did a lot of interviews and stuff, and he talked about the radicalization of the FBI and stuff, including raiding two senior citizens, two ladies who were senior citizens, and they raided their home because they were there. They even had an interview with Ashley Babbitt before she was killed by an undercover Capitol Police officer while she was standing right next to three military personnel with rifles and stuff. She was secure, stuck her head in this undercover car of Capitol Police, blew her brains out. And what he's doing, we also talk about Mr. Epps and others, and Nick Searcy is going to be on Sunday, and in the first, in what we call the first half hour. And so that's a good thing there. And I'm trying to find what I was looking for in this. Okay, here you go. We got, let's listen to this song. This is the Diplo line.
Cool old man
Okay, that was The Thin Blue Line by Matt Westman, and he's going to sing that in Texas when he does that, when he's being honored and honoring the police down there in July, July 11th. Now, like we said, we are hitting the big time with the show. We got Nick Cerce coming on, and the breaking news I had just before we went on the air is that we have Kid Rock. Yes, you heard right. Kid Rock has agreed to come on the show. We're working on the date, according to his booking agent. So that's the other thing, and it looks like in February. We got also James O'Keefe and Tony Khan. For those who don't know who Tony Khan is, he is the Khan family owns the Jacksonville Jaguars. But Tony also owns AEW, All Elite Wrestling. And the truth is out there, it's now All Elite. Now the question is, there's dates that we'll be working on, and on those and others as we come across. So that's the good thing. And of course, we have the chat room open. We got the lines open. If you want to call 515-602-9657. We will be expanding to 2 hours at some of the shows as we get the roundtables and other stuff. And as we are building things going on, we do actually have two guests on Sunday. Nick Cerce, the first 30 minutes, and the second half hour, Scarlett. And what's the second half hour? Is a musical guest, actually, I believe. Hold on. She's looking up our calendar.
Sun King Rising.
Sun King Rising.
Looks a little like the gentleman from Led Zeppelin, Robert Palmer, but he is all country and he is awesome.
So we got two superstars on Sunday.
When do you hear his music?
Yeah. So
he's
got
some videos. You got to check him out.
We may just extend the show to the Sunday for 15 minutes, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll try and see what happens. So we want to make sure that everybody has it.
The man has got some pair of lungs in music.
And that's the key there.
And same with Matt Weston. Nice that he found his way.
Yeah, that's great.
Losing your parents.
Now, you know, it's great. Last week, just past the show we had the other day, this past Sunday, we had a debate with
Rabbi Barry
Silver.
And he's colorful.
And some of the stuff is happening. It's actually, we're working on it. Of course, you heard today that Sue is leaving the Supreme Court. Breyer. Breyer's leaving the Supreme Court.
At the end of the session.
And Breyer's still a left-winger. But the story that's been breaking ever since is that Kamala Harris is going to resign as VP and nominate Harris as the Supreme Court Justice.
You see this? Can anybody imagine that piece of work? The way the disrespect, how she spoke to Kavanaugh. You remember that when they were trying to find out if he would be best on the court? Remember the hearings?
Yeah.
I'm speaking with you.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm just speaking.
So, you remember how rude and disrespectful, what a piece of flesh she is?
Yeah. So,
you
this
see
is
her
story.
On the court. So, hold it, but the better question is, who will be the VP?
Some people, including Scott, think it's going to be Hillary.
And then
Biden resigning and Hillary become president. And that's the backdoor route. But
they'll bring Ghislaine in with them.
Yeah, but Hillary, I doubt if that's going to happen.
Who could they possibly nominate out of the black Congress and the black Senate right now?
I don't know.
Both sides of the butt heads.
Yeah, I have no clue. But that's the story there.
The J6?
Yeah, J6, well, we got that.
That's going to be a big
but
topic.
Also, don't forget what's happening around the world. You got Russia doing exercises right now.
China.
They're doing war games at the Ukraine border, and we have we're bringing troops in.
NATO's there.
The ships are there. Planes are there. U.S. military, the Air Force is flying sorties over the border to make sure there's no nuclear weapons around.
And take his people with
and
him.
So with that,
it is not going to be a happy ending for Putin. It's not.
Then you, but he's taking advantage of a very weak guy. But then you got also in the Pacific, we just moved, despite what Biden's doing, we actually moved two carrier fleets into the South China Sea, into an area that's so-called disputed area.
Is that the real Biden, or is that his twin, or the other twin?
There are so many different rumors going on.
You know, one day he's a dingy, and the other day he's still a dingy.
Yeah, while all this stuff is happening, borders going on, empty, opening up, shelves are empty, things are going on, and nothing.
Oh yeah, and pulled away the things here to get a
the monoclonal antibodies.
That is back because
DeSantis is. The good news is that Miami-Dade Broward still have a lot of supply left over. Using that. In the meantime, they are trying to work in the private sector area to try and get them in. Some of the pharmaceutical companies are working closely with FDA, which is anti-Florida, anti-people. And the pharmaceutical companies need to be put in a prison cell in some of these places. They're trying to make money off the back on that because the government pays them for this stuff. Even though they give everybody for free, they're actually paying.
You know what? We can go out because of right to try. We can actually go outside our borders and go somewhere else and get it.
Meanwhile, in Canada, there's tens of thousands of truckers going around to go into Ontario to go after Trudeau. And Trudeau said, this is such a small little dicky beat. Most of those people are only that this country support what we're doing.
And Biden shut down the borders.
Yeah, delusional.
You shut down the borders of Canada. You know what I said, dude?
Yes.
Send up our yachts and our motorboats and all our ships and go get it there and bring it on down. That's it.
So this kind of crazy stuff, but, that's what it is.
He doesn't control it. He doesn't control it. He doesn't control our borders on the waters.
Meanwhile, there are a lot of different things. There's a special election in Texas right now. I get out there and vote. We could flip another left-wing seat.
That's Tuesday or
Tuesday? That's Tuesday, I believe.
What's being voted on? What's going on?
I'm not exactly sure what it is. I know I got a couple of emails to get them out to vote.
But who's going to be there on Saturday?
This is very important. This is the show beforehand. This Saturday in Texas, I believe, Cumberland, Texas, it's just north of Houston, I believe it is. They are having a Trump rally. It's another mega rally. It's a second one. A couple weeks ago, we were into Arizona. They had the largest crowd in history of Arizona, like 50,000 people.
And how many?
Millions are watching online with Whiteside Broadcasting, Newsmax, and all the platforms that we have, including our show. We were out there and still doing it. And this Saturday, we're going to be out there again, reporting live from Texas. And we're going to continue with that. And we expect over 50,000 again. And we'll see what the weather's like. Most of the storms are going to be up the coast and not in Texas or Florida at that time. But it's going to be cold. Here in Florida, on Saturday, folks, we're only in the 30s so when you wake up in the morning.
When is the Federal Reserve raising
They already started. Interest rates are going up by at least 0.25%, maybe soon.
And
maybe
how is that
going to
hurt people who have an adjusted mortgage?
It's going to cost them more.
Is it going to be like the back in 2007?
I don't know. I do know that the interest rates are going to go up. As the inflation rate's going up like that, it's over 9%. Look at this. Even candy. There was a candy owner, a candy company owner in on Newsmax, that his cost went up by 20%, the biggest increase in decades. And he had to pass it on, and that's the other thing. It's one of the, you know, we used to yell that Dollar Tree went up to $1.25. Now we're seeing why. And it's really bad news. You go into Publix, which is a supermarket here in Florida, and they're
prices are skyrocketing. A dollar and change to what, to get Chuckles? The bag of Chuckles, it was $1 and change?
Yes. Well, I don't know. It might be. I haven't seen Chuckles.
They have no chicken. Can you believe they have no chicken? They have no water. They got some cream cheese. It's goofy.
There was the limited capital, too, sometimes. No cream cheese, you know, but every supply. But the thing is, that's the way this is. It's a supply chain. This is all Biden. This is all Obama. This is all left-wing.
I still
left-wing.
Say Publix has a play in this. Because BJ's has it, and Walmart has it. And Target has it.
Yeah, but they're supplying some limited stuff. They're still some limited. And I don't know about Bravo. We'll go into Bravo to check it out. But the thing is, this is what's happening across the country.
Can you imagine no chicken? God.
Man, Frank Perdue must be
no
rolling
meat,
over the street.
No chicken. Sheesh.
Imagine what's happening in the restaurants and stuff.
But they have plenty of mac and cheese. So, folks, if you're a mac and cheese connoisseur,
yeah,
well,
if you want grilled cheese, is good. Bacon, lettuce, and tomato is good. You know, I know what I've seen plenty of.
What?
I've seen sushi is good. Bubba's got a good sushi
bar.
Do they
have a shortage of ice cream?
I haven't seen it. But anyway, we're getting close to the end. I got to jump off here in a few because I'm doing a Zoom thing right afterwards. I'm a little late, but they understood.
We'll be back on Sunday.
And I want to tell you. I can't wait for Sunday.
I'm excited. This Nick Searcy, big.
Nick Searcy, in a matter of a week, went from Mike Huckabee
to
the
truth. That should tell you about the truth. Okay?
Yeah. And
we're
stay
tuned. We're in like 62 countries.
And we got confirmation from the booking agent for Kid Rock, who was setting up the date and time. For that.
Do you know who's listening to us? I'll give you a breakdown of countries. Sweden, people in Germany, people in Austria are listening to us. People in Japan are listening to us. We're around the world.
And that's just the radio show. The podcast of 60 Nations are growing. We have a TV show that we're developing that will be similar to Diamond and Silk. We're getting that set up. It'll be in the summertime.
And what we're all about is exposing the truth.
Right.
Because people need to listen.
And we
you
got
need to hear
and,
it.
And there'll be merchandise and a magazine, I hear, may be coming out.
Okay. We're here. We're from the good. We just want to expose the truth. We want to keep people abreast of what's going on in the world, and we get firsthand information. So if you're smart, you'll listen in. If you're smart, you'll follow our postings. If you're smart, you'll listen to our podcast. Because we're out to tell the truth and let you know what's going on. And we're all here to work together so we can take out Joe and the hoe and take them out of the White House and delete all the bad people by voting them out in November 2022 so we can take back our house and our Senate.
Anyway, we're almost done. Before we let you go tonight, we broke the story. The truth is out there. Podcast broke the story. And the website with Spotify kicked out and eliminated Neil Young from their services in exchange for
Joe Rogan
because we do not believe in cancel culture or censorship. And I said that maybe I had to do it for 10 million.
The Constitution held strong, and they stood, and Joe Rogan will not be
silent.
And
either will the truth is out there, Voice of People podcast, we'll all do the same deal as Joe Rogan.
I
want to
tell everybody
others.
This is great. I'm going to be back on Sunday. I'm excited about the show with Nick Searcy and
Nick Searcy.
The son King Rising.
Sun King Rising.
This is Scarlett saying, have a great night. Take care.
And this is Joe Gonna saying, good night. And now I'm on to that soon to save a life.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the